You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Kenya has charged 62 people with offences linked to party primaries for national elections in August. They include bribing voters and inciting violence. The August the 8th presidential ballot between incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga will run alongside elections for members of parliament and local officials. Meanwhile, Kenyan bishops say they are very worried that widespread violence will flare up in the country as tensions mount before this summer's general election. In a wide-ranging statement, the Kenyan Bishops' Conference attacked political parties for being unable to conduct clean and transparent primaries to nominate their candidates ahead of the August the 8th election. Richard Marsden reports.
In a statement following their latest plenary meeting, the Kenyan bishops said fear of widespread violence erupting cannot be ignored. Chairman of the conference, Bishop Philip Anyolo, said the primary elections conducted by most of the political parties had been chaotic and showed the fragility of the political system in the country ahead of August the 8th. The Kenyan bishops attacked the evil of politicians who bribe citizens in order to gain votes and urged voters not to let corrupt people be their next leaders. The bishops said they were deeply disturbed by recent reports of civil unrest in Kenya, and also expressed concern about the prolonged drought in the country, which they said is pushing suffering citizens to the brink of despair. The bishops provided a list of qualities that voters should look for in election candidates, such as being God-fearing, morally upright, and committed to the common good. Bishop Anyolo asked Kenyans to pray that the elections will be peaceful and that God will give voters wisdom to elect good leaders, men and women of integrity. He called for an end to the circus of election violence and chaos that seems to engulf the nation before and after every election. This year's poll will come nearly a decade after disputed elections in 2007, which led to violence and the deaths of more than 1,000 people. I'm Richard Marsden for Vatican Radio.